Hello, you're listening to the Swiss Info Programme. I'm Jo Fay. An exhibition now running in Bern until March 2018 puts on show works of art forcefully taken from museums in Germany by the Nazis and labelled degenerate art. The story behind the exhibition is an intriguing one, and it begins with a train ride and a lot of money. When an elderly man was found with more than 10,000 Swiss francs in cash on a train from Zurich to Munich in 2010, no one could have expected the turns the story would then take. The man questioned by border guards was Cornelius Gurlitt. As they later found out, he was the son of a Nazi art dealer. Customs officials became suspicious, and Gurlitt's German home was raided in 2012. They were stunned by what they discovered. His small flat was packed with thousands of priceless works of art. But this wasn't the last of the surprises. When Gurlitt passed away in 2014, he left his entire controversial collection to the Museum of Fine Arts in Bern. So that's the backstory. Fast forward to November 2017, and the exhibition showing off these works has just opened. Journalists from all over the world packed into the museum for the opening. It's the first time this treasure trove of arts, many of which were assumed lost in the war, will go on show to the general public. There are around 150 original works of art on show, pieces by Picasso, Chagall and Matisse. A simultaneous exhibition is running at the Bundeskunsthalle in Bonn, Germany. It'll show works from Gurlitt's collection taken from private owners by the Nazis, and pieces whose provenance, or original ownership, hasn't yet been clarified. The two museums worked closely together, getting the exhibitions ready, and figuring out the difficult questions of provenance. I asked Marcel Brühlhart, Vice President of the Foundation for the Museum of Fine Arts and the Paul Klee Centre, how the two museums decided who got what.
Yes, clearly at the start this was a topic. Who would deal with which themes? We absolutely didn't want anything to do with stolen art. Who would get the really interesting works for their exhibition? It's clear that the Cezanne, that has a gap in its provenance, they wanted to show it in Bonn. We wanted to show it in Bern. That needed a lot of discussion.
The pieces in the Bern exhibition were confiscated by the Nazis for being what they called degenerate art. That's a term used by Hitler's party to describe modern art for being supposedly un-German, Jewish, or communist. The museums had to figure out exactly how these pieces came to be in Gurlitt's possession, and that's been extremely hard work.
Provenance research involves shining a light on biographical information. You have to precisely find out who did business with whom, who was connected to whom, marriages, relationships, all of these sorts of things. And in reconstructing these biographies, a full picture develops. And then you can say, this work probably took this route. Then you go into the archives and check. All of this mental work is documented in the research report. That's interesting. There are nice stories. Interesting. But sometimes very sad stories too.
I took a seat in the middle of the exhibition space with Nicola Dole to find out more about the work that's being carried out by the museum. She's head of provenance research at the Museum of Fine Arts in Bern. This department was brand new in mid-2017.
The provenance research at the Kunstmuseum Bern will focus on two different things. First of all, we research our own collection. Then we will research works belonging to the Kunstfonds Gurlitt.
While some of the works on show have a completed history with no gaps in their ownership timeline, others do have significant gaps.
We started with a team of our restorers to examine the works when they came into the museum. And what we are going to do within the next time is to check the material qualities of the works. And you might know that on the backsides of some of the graphics, there had been marks and they have been extinguished. There are traces of a rubber. They have been erased. So with these works where the provenance aren't complete, with a team of restoration department of the museum, we will now start to examine if there are any relevant traces for provenance research.
I asked Dole to explain a bit more about what they're looking for and how they're doing it.
These works shown in the exhibition, most of them have been confiscated in the Degenerate Art campaign in Germany. And so for most of the works, it's clear they were confiscated from German museums. But for some of these works, we don't know yet in which museum they have been collected, because the works have been manipulated by former owners, the family Gullit. So we try to at least find out where they have been confiscated to reconstruct the provenance.
And when you say manipulated, manipulated in what way?
If you have a look at the backsides of the graphics, you find traces of stamps, or you find handwriting on it, but they have been erased by rubber, or they have been erased by something very sharp, like scissors. So you can't identify anymore the writing exactly, or the stamps on it. Through techniques of restorers use, we try to make them readable.
Using a variety of different analysis methods and painstaking research, the team has been able to trace back where specific works were on show before they were confiscated by the Nazis. Their work continues, as does the exhibition in Bern. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more stories about stolen art, including photos of the works from the Gurlitt collection. Thanks for listening, and thanks to studio technician Danny Wheeler. I'm Jo Fay.